I work personally with one of the top financial traders in the world. I've worked with him now for 6 years. Now, this guy pays me $1 million a year plus to coach him because I get a percentage of his profits. Anyway, I turn him around. I help him create a system. And part of what I did with him is focus on where he was putting his money, asset allocation. And I learned this from Sir John Templeton, a different investor, probably one of the greatest investors in history. Sir John was one of the first international investors. Way before you ever heard of somebody like Warren Buffett or Peter Lynch, there was Sir John. And Sir John is a genius. And I went with him, and I sat down with him one time, and I said, "What is the secret to investing?" He said, "Do it." I said, "That's pretty simple." He said, "But also, I'll tell you this, Tony. Everyone makes mistakes." He knew the man I worked with. He said, "He's not even right half the time." I said, "You're right." He said, "But he has the right asset allocation." He said, "You're going to be wrong a good deal of the time. But the most important thing that's going to determine your success or failure long term, more than any individual decision you make, is going to be your philosophy towards investing." What he taught me was you got to think of your money as having three buckets. So let's say, for example, you're saving 10% a year. And if you made $100,000, to keep the numbers simple, that means you have $10,000. You're going to need to put a percentage of that in a bucket we call the security bucket, a percentage of that in a bucket we call the growth bucket. And then any profits you make, you're going to split up into the third bucket also, which is your dream bucket, dream goals. And I'll walk you through each of these. So, for example, if you made $10,000 a year and you save 10%, you'd have $1,000. You might put 50% of that in your security bucket, $500, 50% of that in your growth bucket. Or if you made $100,000 and you saved 10%, $5,000 might go in security, $5,000 might go into growth. The percentage you're going to split isn't necessarily 50-50. Let me explain the buckets and their purpose, and then you can decide your percentage. And you need to decide this in advance, not hear about some high-flying stock and go, "I'm put all my money into that." Because you're going to find something that flies real high can fall real quick. And if it does, you've lost everything you've got because you didn't do what we call asset allocation. You didn't allocate your assets, your money, in a way that guaranteed long-term success. So he said, "Here's how you understand it, Tony. Think of the first bucket as being like the highest bucket." He said, "You're going to take a percentage of your money no matter what, and you're going to always put it in the security bucket first." Now, what goes in the security bucket are investments that are, by nature, very secure. They're not very risky. Since they're not risky, they also don't give a really large rate of return. Because in life and investing, the greater the risk, the greater the potential return. There's also the greater potential loss. Less risk, less return. They just go together. He said, "That's not bad, though. That's important. If you understand the power of compounding, the money you put in there can get you to your goal long term. It'll look like it's growing at the speed of grass. But," he said, "truthfully, it'll get you where you want to go." So the kinds of things that fit in this are fixed income investments. Now, if you're not familiar with that term, a fixed income investment is, for example, like a treasury bill or a money market account, a municipal bond or a corporate bond. What a bond is you give your money to somebody, you loan it to them, and they give you a bond. They give you an agreement that says, "I will pay this back, and I will pay you 5%, 6%, 7%, 8% on your money. So I'll pay you all your money, plus I'll guarantee you a 7 or 8% return," as an example. So that's called a fixed income investment because it's guaranteed. But it also limits the return you can get. It's fixed. It can't get any higher than the 8%. It can't go any lower than the 8%, as an example. Does that make sense? These are secure investments. Your insurance policy, where you're building up policy value that you can borrow back later, that goes in your security bucket. The home you live in, you're probably not trying to sell that home. You're really just living in that home. You want to hang on to that home. You don't want to sell it and use that money to eat on. So this is something that you're using purely to have security in your life. Now, he said, once you put money in the security bucket, you don't touch it. You don't take it out until it's time to retire. You leave it alone, and even though it looks like it's growing slowly, you'll be surprised. Before you know it, you'll be the UPS guy. Now, the second bucket is the growth bucket. So in the growth bucket, this is where you put a percentage of your income, and this is where you're investing in things that have the potential to grow and give you a much greater rate of return. So in this area, the reason you don't put all your money in this bucket is it's more risky. Because it's more risky, again, you have the potential for more growth. So what fits your growth bucket? Mutual funds, collectibles, real estate, art, you know, any form of securities or stocks. You know, if you're a momentum trader, if you're a sophisticated investor, this is where your options, your puts, your calls, your indexes, this is where all this goes. Now, no matter how high things go up, they will have a time when they get corrected, whether it be the market, whether it be art, whether it be real estate. There's always a correction. So things don't go up forever. They may over the long term, but there are going to be times when they change. So if you'd invested in real estate there thinking, oh my God, it's guaranteed for years and years, it's gone up, and you put all your money in it, you would lose all your money. You'd have nothing to show for it. You'd be starting completely over. On the other hand, if you don't put any money in your growth bucket, you don't get to grow more rapidly. You don't take advantage of the chance to grow at 2 to 5 times the speed that your security bucket would grow. So here's the secret. You figure out a percentage that goes into security, a percentage that goes into growth. A common percentage for most people is 70-30 or 60-40. In other words, if you're older, if you make a mistake, you're in deep trouble, right? So you're going to have to put more money in security, even though it grows more slowly, just to be safe. If you're a young buck and you're just starting out, you can afford to make a few mistakes and start over still. So you might be more aggressive. You might be 50-50. Some people have been 40 securities, 60 on the growth side. I really wouldn't go 30-70 unless you're real young and got time, right? The money you have is money you can just throw away. The point is, whatever number you come up with, that's what you stick with. So if that money is $10,000 a year you're going to invest and you're at 60-40, $6,000 goes security, $4 goes into growth. It can be art, it can be real estate, whatever you want. You know, if it was 70-30, then the obvious is $7,000 security, $3 into growth. If you're really aggressive and it was $3,000 in security and $7 in growth. But whatever the percentage is, don't let the moment grab you. Because the moment of saying, oh my God, this is an amazing opportunity, I'm going to put all my money into it, is what bites you. Now, I've taught this principle, and it's probably the least sexy and the most important principle I could teach you. Because I see this with the guys that make $500 million a day. They forget their asset allocation. They put all their money into something. They lose, and it's over. And they call me up with a gut check, and they say, I lost $100 million this morning. I mean, that'll get your attention. That's because their asset allocation wasn't there. I'll give you an example that maybe is more relatable. I remember years ago, probably 12, 13 years ago, I had a woman who came to one of my seminars and I explained this asset allocation, this bucket theory. And by the way, I'm going to explain the third bucket if you're going, wait a second, he forgot that. I didn't forget it. I'm going to get there. Just stay with me a moment. Don't let your mind wander. Now, I explained this asset allocation theory, right, the bucket theory. This woman stands up. She raises her hand. She goes, listen, Mr. Robbins, I am a builder. I'm making an average of 100% on my money. I'm building homes right and left. She was building them in Northern California during a great building boom. And she says, I can't afford to put my money in someplace where I'm going to get 5, 6, 7, 8%. That's a total waste of my money. I could be making 100%. And I said, listen, please listen to me. I don't care how successful you are. There's a time when things change. And if all your money's in one basket, right, one bucket, I said, you really can't afford to do this. Take a percentage out. Even if you're going to be aggressive, take 30% out and put it in that security bucket. So if it all goes boom, you're still set. Well, P.S., 10 years later, 12 years later, she comes to a seminar, probably a decade later. Same lady. I go through the same instruction. True story. She stands up and she said, I just want to give a little testimony. And I didn't recognize her, frankly. She said, I came to this program almost 10 years ago, whatever it was, 11 years ago. And she said, Mr. Robbins walked through the same description. And I thought I was so hot, and this is so overly simplistic, and I already make 100%, you know, on my money. I'm making 100% every 3 months, and I thought he was just, you know, he was being overly secure, overly protective, not enough of a risk taker. And she said, I got to tell you something. The bottom fell out of the market so fast it made my head spin. I had all this real estate that I had my money in, and I couldn't liquidate it. And I lost everything. I went bankrupt because I didn't practice this principle. She said, I'm here to start over, and I'm here to make sure that I practice these principles to get what I deserve. I know I can rebuild it, but it's so painful to do it. And I told her, the second million is much easier than the first million, my dear. And somebody in the room said, well, then I'm going to start on my second million. So the bottom line, though, is you got to practice this. There's no way around it. Asset allocation is everything, and whether you're talking to John Templeton or Peter Lynch or Warren Buffett, they understand this. You got to understand it, too. Now, you might say, well, you said there were three buckets, that dream bucket. What's that for? Well, here's what's neat. If you don't reinforce yourself emotionally for making investments, if you just put it all aside and wait till you're 50 or 60 or 70 to touch it, it's not very reinforcing except to see the numbers growing in your bank account. So you got to find some joy. And so one of the ways you can do this and still compound rapidly is to do the following. Once you put money in your security bucket, what do? You don't touch it. Leave it. When you put it in your growth bucket and you get a big hit, right? A company you invested in goes crazy. You invest in Yahoo and it goes up 5,000%. I don't know. And you get this huge hit. You take your profits. It's like gambling. You know, if you stay at the table too long, you know what's going to happen. They're going to win. So you take some of your profits off the table. And the figure I use for most people is you take a third of those profits and you put them in your security bucket. Why? Now that money is protected. You get to keep it. Not only that, but now you're going to grow much more rapidly. You're going to compound a larger sum of money in that security bucket, and you're guaranteeing you're going to achieve your financial goals long term, even if it all goes boom. On the other hand, well, if it all goes boom, I guess really, literally boom, then I don't think anybody's going to be worried about money. But you know what I mean, figuratively. Now you take a third of that money and you put it back. You reinvest it into growth. What do you do the last third? Put it in your dream bucket. Put it in that bucket where you're saving money to buy that condominium. You say, well, that condominium's an investment. Yeah, maybe. But the truth of the matter is, if you're doing it just for fun, yeah, it's kind of an investment, but it's really more of a dream, right? Or a better example is to buy the island. I bought an island. You know, let me tell you something. Once you put money in your first two buckets, don't touch it till you make profit. Because if you start pretending your island is an investment, I got news for you. It'll drain your security bucket, your growth bucket, and everything else. Or if you buy a boat, that is definitely not investment. A boat is a hole in the water that sucks money, right? I mean, it's like, or you buy a bunch of horses. I got 7 horses because I play polo. Let me just tell you something. Somebody said a long time ago, anything that eats while you sleep is not a good investment. Right? I mean, you can't. They're wasting your money. They're sucking out. So those are dreams. So once you put money in your security and growth, you don't touch them until you make a profit. You only take profits out of the growth bucket. You take a third of it, put it in your dream bucket, and enjoy it. If your dream bucket requires more money than that, don't make that dream a reality yet, or it's going to drain your life. Does that make sense? Everybody's got different levels of dream. From an outfit, to a little boat, to a big boat, to a condominium, to, you know, a sports team, to an island, whatever it is you really want in your life, you should have a way to start building towards that and compounding towards that as well, separate from everything else. Does that make sense? So let's just recap real quickly. The most important investment decision you're ever going to make is your philosophy towards investing, called asset allocation. You must decide today, out of whatever money you're going to decide to invest, whether it's $100 or $1 million, a percentage of it's going to go in a security bucket, a percentage is going to go in growth. Decide right now what that should be. Now, if you're risk adverse, like, you know, you don't like losing money, then you better put more of it in the security bucket. If you're more of a person who's willing to take risks and it's a gut check for you, but you do it anyway, and you're young enough to take it, then maybe you put a little more in the growth bucket and a little less in the security bucket. But everyone must put a substantial amount in the security bucket to guarantee your long-term success and to insulate yourself from failure. From the things you cannot control, called the market, whether it be the real estate market, the art market, the market for your business, the market for stocks. You've got to make sure that you have a way to guarantee your success. If nothing else on this tape grabbed you, but understanding that getting started now is a must, going out and getting 10% deducted so you can't touch it, and making sure you use this form of asset allocation, then this tape was well worth it and can make the difference between whether you succeed or fail financially. It's that important. So decide right now what your percentage is. Make a decision and write it down. So the next time somebody says, oh, I got this great investment, you go, you know what? Can't make it right now because I got to put this much in my security bucket first. Or I can do a smaller amount of that. I'd love to do more, but I got to do a smaller amount because I got to be smart long term, not get seduced by the short term. This is the difference between someone who becomes wealthy and someone who is struggling.